It's Wednesday, the 15th of January. And it's... Yes, that's exactly what it's like. It's very overcast again, and it's raining. But it's not raining heavily. It's just very, very light rain, and it's at least calm. Hardly a breeze, well, at the moment anyway. It's a wee bit lighter this morning again, even though it's overcast. Not by much, but it's beginning to at least make things in the garden visible at this time of the morning. And this dreich, damp, but exceedingly calm morning. Actually, the rain's quite pleasant on my face because it's very light, and it's... If it runs into my eyes, that'll be fine, because my eyes feel as if they're needing to be refreshed. Went to bed an hour later last night. In fact, over an hour later last night because Mary hadn't been sleeping too well recently, and thought if she went to bed later, she'd be that so tired that she would have a better night's sleep. So that's what we did. Unfortunately, she said this morning she didn't. She still tossed and turned all night. Consequences, I also lost another hour's sleep. So we'll go to bed at the normal time tonight, I think. Oh, but I'm feeling okay. It's funny how things play on your mind, and coincidences as well. Yesterday we were talking about, I suppose we do this a lot, we talk about our childhood and all the things we used to do. We used to do this and we used to do that. And I had to go to another part of town yesterday to see an old lady, and I walked up through a different part this time. And when I came back, I walked straight into a girl, ages with me. She's actually about a year or two younger than me. And I hadn't seen Liz for... Oh, goodness me, I don't know what. And she had been down seeing her sister, who I know stays up the road, hasn't moved far from her home, if you know what I mean. And so we kind of just blethered for a few minutes as we walked down the road together about the old times. And then last night, I was dreaming about the old times, and as I went into the shower this morning, that was triggered again, and I started to think about all the things, not all the things, but I'll use the phrase all the things that we did when we were young. I could picture it all, you know, and as I came out of the shower, on Classic FM, they played a tune. Well, it's a melody, actually. It's a medley. Goodness grief, a medley. And it's a medley of Scottish songs. Instrumental. And these songs my dad sang. And I was okay, I was fine. I thought, that's really nice. And as I was drying myself, and I started to sing along to one of the pieces. I didn't know all the words. I wasn't like my dad. My dad knew the words to most of the Scottish songs, and I didn't. So I started to sing along with the bit I remembered. And that was a wee bit fatal, actually, because that just kicked me off a wee bit. So I stopped singing and got and dried myself and tried not to get emotional, too emotional. So, you know, it's totally weird, you know, that. Or maybe it's not so weird. Maybe certain days are meant to be. Designed by fate. So, funny old times, you know. Man, it is, you know, to me, it's sometimes it's wacky. You know, if I turn this way, facing due east, and if those liney trees weren't there at the 400 metres, 500 metres away from here, at the other end of the big cemetery, where my dad lies and my young sister, I would be able to see the rooftop of my home, half a mile away. Well, I haven't gone that far, and then I meet people who are visiting their relative who has moved even less far than their home. In fact, that particular girl she was visiting, if she looked at her back window, she'd look at her mother's, or her mother's dead now, but you know what I mean, her home, her home's back door, separated by a swing park, that's it. And it's funny how people don't move, isn't it? I'm not sure it's all about. Is there something in us, you know, that we're not aware of, but holds us to our home area? You know, we don't think there is. We just think, oh well, because I got work here and I got work there and that, you know. But is there something else? I don't know. Or is it just a hard fact that most people don't wander far in their life from the place of their birth or the place of their childhood, you know? Very strange. Isn't that correct, Mrs. Blackbird, as she mops up what's left of the porridge? She doesn't give a hoot. But then again, where does she come from? Was she born up the road a wee bit and found her home here? Doubt she cares about that. I doubt she reminisces about when she was in the nest and her mammy and her daddy used to bring her worms and grubs and things, and how her and her siblings, you know, had a laugh in that nest. What do we know? How do we know they didn't? How do we know that when she was a wee chick, they weren't aware of what was going on, and they really loved being in the nest. No pressures. I'm just being silly now, I know. Maybe that's a silly. Maybe just far too serious about my own life. Getting brighter now.